The opinions expressed on the Sports Bunch are individual and not necessarily representative of Spirit Live or Toronto Metropolitan University. Thank you for listening and enjoy.
What's up, guys? My name is Mohammed.
And I'm Ethan.
And this is the Sports Bunch
podcast, where we just talk clean, easy sports.
Easy sports, everything in between, everything fun that has to do with sports. Topic for today is F1?
Yeah, some F1 championship predictions. I mean, the season is dwindling down. Mm-hmm. Less than four races to go, I think. Two sprints tossed in there.
Yes.
And your boy had a pretty good weekend, shall I say.
Lando Norris, after that FP2 session, just took control of the whole race, which he wasn't really favored in, you know? People were looking at Max, they were looking for Piastri to win that race, and ever since he stepped foot in that car Friday FP2, he's just been dialed in for the whole weekend, and that pole lap was just insane. He led the race by 30 seconds near the end. Mm-hmm. Just absolute domination, and I think that's just simply lovely, man. Simply lovely. We'll take that, those points, and hopefully Lando is what we're gonna get into it now. I think Lando is gonna win it all. I mean, that's my racer, that's my driver. I think he's gonna win it.
The odds shifted throughout this weekend. Coming into this, people had Piastri like the for sure championship winner in like -100. Mm-hmm. People even had Max second before of Lando. But now, after this Norris win, it shifted greatly. He's now the favorite. Piastri is coming in like second or third for some odds makers. But does Max have a chance at this? Is even feasible? Is this even possible?
See, like, now we're getting into the nitty gritty, and my opinion on this. Okay, there's no stats behind this. For straight opinion here. I think now walk me here. Max is gonna be second by the end of this. And we're going to look at a historic collapse from Oscar Piastri, who looks like he's not one with the car, who looks like he's been out of it since that little bang-up he had with Lando Norris, Austin.
Austin,
little bang they had on Austin. That was on the sprint. He didn't even look good in the sprint. They banged each other. They took both of each other out on the sprint. Max gained. They had a little racing incident in that race as well. Max won that. Had a grand slam weekend, I'm pretty sure.
I think he was missing the fastest lap. He would have had it all.
That was all. You know what? My hot take, you know, we're diving away from it. Bring back the fastest lap point.
Oh, I'm new to F1, but I didn't even know this was a thing. They gave up points for that?
They gave it last year. It was ruined because of Red Bull. You know, they have a sister team. They ordered their sister team member, Daniel Ricciardo. He's on the V car. They ordered Daniel Ricciardo, hey, pit for softs and steal the point away from Lando because Lando had the fastest lap. So it's a little bit of collusion. You know, people say that, they say, the Red Bull team says they don't watch over or make the V car help them at all. Yeah. But they're liars.
Fair.
There's just no way to prove it because they won't stitch on each other.
True.
But yeah, that's the reason why they took it away, because Daniel Ricciardo stole it and it was just not fair or fun.
Well, some F1 lore I've learned today.
There it is.
But talking about this Piastri collapse, I mean, he's been going down ever since the Italian Grand Prix.
Yeah.
And he held the championship for 28 weeks. But he's had trouble finding like top place, first place. I think we've gone, like, he hasn't finished no higher than fourth since Monza, which feels like a long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
Yeah.
That's like, what, five races now?
Yeah,
races
it's
now.
Crazy.
He's had a rough stretch.
Mm-hmm.
He's really going through the thick of it.
Yeah, there was a quote I read from Toto, which I found interesting. It was like, when you're ahead of the lead, you're not chasing.
Exactly.
You don't have time. You don't have to make adjustments. You can just cool and calm and easy. You're comfortable. You don't have to take money. You don't have to take fewer risks. And you're calculating your attack. But a guy who's chasing, he's hungry. He wants it more. And it can make errors. But Lando and Max, they haven't been making those errors even though they're in the chase. And Piastri is a guy who has had those leads based on giving up. What's going wrong there?
I feel like people are saying there's a car issue. There's collusion that McLaren favors Lando. That's just sore Piastri fans. They always are sore. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion.
I think people wanting a conspiracy.
Yeah, they just want to say something because of papaya rules, which is stupid. Papaya rules.
What is papaya rules? I've always heard that. I'm not sure.
Papaya rules are like clean racing one, and then also think of the team first. And it's like it's like a feeling. You know, it's not like a single like word, because they haven't really told us. But it's like, well, obviously don't crash your teammate out.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's like clean racing. I'm pretty sure they could go at each other after the constructors is finished, which it was two races ago now, I think.
Yes.
They finished in Austin. They finished the constructors. And
Ferrari
now,
second.
Yeah, Ferrari second. You got to feel bad for Red Bull, man. They got, it's their fault, but they should really try to fix that car so somebody else other than Verstappen could drive it.
Yeah.
But back to what I was saying. People are trying to make a conspiracy for Piastri, try to, like, take the blame off of him, but it's solely on him. It's a mental issue. I think he's a good driver whenever he is driving properly.
Yeah.
Everyone's seen it. There's a reason why he beat Lando and overtook it 20-something races ago.
Yeah.
Or 19 races ago. I don't know. However long ago was it, he's held it for a very long time. And it's because of Lando, one, inability to keep the lead into the first lap. You know, whenever you see Lando keep the lead into the first lap, he always really dominates the race.
Yeah.
And it's indicative of his form, you know, how he's feeling that day. Oscar, he's really been going through it right now. And he doesn't really have that confidence inside of the car, the same that Lando has. It's always, there was a quote also that Lewis Hamilton said. He said that Lando Norris has something to lose coming into this Mexico Grand Prix since they started second and third.
Yeah.
You know, the Ferraris, I mean. They started second and third. They said Lando had something to lose, that will be going very aggressive. And you just don't see that aggression from Oscar at all. Though, to be fair, he did get screwed over by that virtually safety car.
Yeah.
In that race. Now let's talk about that.
Oh, I fell asleep during that.
Wow. Okay.
I had an early day, and I was listening.
It was 4 p.m., by the way. The race started at 4, not 10 a.m.
I know, but I took a nap. I was like, you know, Lando's got it. Max will do something, and I dozed off, unfortunately. But I did hear Max did get screwed over because he couldn't overtake Charles Leclerc near the end. So that prevented him from getting any extra points he could have gotten.
Yes, it was very, very close. It was very, very close coming into it. Because it was two laps, and he was hunting him down.
Yeah.
And that DRS zone has one activation, but two, detection points, but two activation points. So down the stadium, they get the activation of it, and they get the first burst. And a couple corners later, you still get it, even if you're behind a little bit further than the second. He would have overtaken him, and that's the same with Oscar Piastri, who was about to overtake Oliver Bearman, who had a fantastic race.
Yeah, fourth. The highest in Haas history. I've heard that McLaren are not focusing on improving the car for the 2026 season. For the 2025 season, I only focus on 2026 season. Meanwhile, Red Bull, who's had a resurgence ever since after the summer break, has made improvements. You know, they enlarged their front brake inlet, outlet duct, tweaks to the engine cover, and a subtle change to the leading edge on the front. For any engineers out there who take interest to this, do you think McLaren should have been tweaking their car, or should they just, we don't have to worry about this, you know, budget is tight. We don't got to focus on this season.
How I think about this is, I think it's more important to focus on the next car. Though now Red Bull is closer into it. That is the truth. The Red Bull is a closer rival now, and in some races Red Bull will win. You know, it's inevitable. Verstappen will win some races now.
Yeah, he does quite well in Brazil. I think he's won the past two.
I'm scared for that next race because he really did dominate Lando there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where Lando really bottled the championship, and it was just gone from there. Yeah. Verstappen's very good in that race.
Mm-hmm. The Brazil race.
Yeah, Brazil race. Yes. Yeah. So it's
but like, Piastri and Lando haven't done too well. Piastri he's placed 8th in 2024, 14th in 2023, and Lando finished 6th in 2024, and 2nd in 2023, 8 seconds behind Max. So
the 2024 is a interesting one because of that rain incident. He did overtake some people to come back in that race.
Yeah. Lando.
Yeah. Because that was a rainy race. He was leading. He flubbed it himself, right? He messed up. He made the mistake.
Yeah.
And he still came in sixth, which is not really that bad, to be fair. I do think Piastri is not going to be in play in this next race. That's my take
not
as well.
Not going to be in play.
I don't think he's going to qualify in the top five.
Wow.
I do think he could end in the top five. Don't think he's going to qualify in the top five.
Yeah, because in this one, was he not ninth or eighth? And still managed to take two places ahead.
Yes, he is a very good overtaker. I'm going to give that. And that's what I was going to get. I forgot to talk about it. Lando does not overtake as well as Oscar does. I feel like Oscar, I will watch a race and Lando's behind Kimi Antonelli for 15 laps, okay? Mm-hmm. But Piastri gets that move done so much quicker. It's because he just, now, whenever he's on, he's Mr. Take That Risk. He takes that risk. He goes inside. He does stuff that you don't expect him to do. Yeah. And that's what works so well, you know?
Yeah.
But Lando's a lot safer. He only does it whenever he has that gap. He has that delta. He can get rid of them, you know, beat them.
I do think some of the overtaking for Piastri is just the car. Because yeah, I was watching Mexico, and they would have those straights is what you call it.
Yes.
And then he would just, like, go right past them.
You need a, but the thing that really matters about that is the tire offsets, which who has whose tire is older. Uh-huh. And who has the better tire on.
Yeah.
What you're really looking at is people with older tires who he pitted after them, who now he have caught up to. And since your tires is younger, quicker, you obviously weren't racing other people. You get to behind them quicker. And then it's easier to overtake at that point. One, it could be the car. Two, I just think he's a better overtaker than Lando.
Okay.
I don't think a lot of people will argue with that. Yeah. I feel like that's a pretty fair take.
Should we dive into NFL now?
Yeah. I think. Let's do our final grid. Let's do our final top 10 in the World Drivers' Championship. You can do that. Are you not a watcher of the sport?
Give me top 3.
We can do top 5.
There's a lot of moving pieces to do top 10.
It's not that hard, but we'll do top 3.
Go ahead. Let's hear you first.
My top 3 goes. My top 3 goes here. We could do a top 5, okay? Let's do a top 5 for you guys, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, my number 1 will be Lando Norris with the win. I think Lando Norris will win the 2025 drivers, getting the first for Papaya in a while.
Okay.
I do think Oscar Piastri is going to be third. That means Max Verstappen will be second.
Okay.
I think George Russell will be Hanley 4, and Charles Leclerc in 5th.
Nice. I have to agree on that. Besides, I'm a Max believer, always, through and through. I think he'll come up big in Brazil. He'll come up big in Saudi and Qatar in those final two. George will take Vegas, and that'll be a good disruptor for the rest of these races. And I think we'll see a Max Verstappen dominance, his 5th in a row.
Well, Max Verstappen has a big gap to clear to get to the top 3. He's 30 points or 30-ish points behind.
Hey,
Lando. I hope you know in 4 races that is a big ask if the top 2 is not really bad, and Lando right now is not really bad at all. Oscar he might beat. That's why I have that.
At one point, the gap was 108 points, and now we're looking at 20 something points. So, I'm a believer always.
It's 30.
30, 57. We're not a math podcast.
It's 30.
That's 20.
Are we serious? Guys, 30. It's 30. Yeah. Your math is not good.
I believe.
It's okay. It's okay. There's a reason why he's not an engineer, and there's a reason why he's a journalist.
I have.
There's a reason why you were behind a podcast mic.
Yes, and not in the paddock.
Yeah, but you know what, guys? There's a reason why we're the ones who you guys listen to. We are dumb people who can't do math. No, I'm joking.
No.
But, yeah. The gap is 30 points. That's a lot to ask unless there's a big DNF from one of those two, and I do not expect that from Lando Norris. I do not know what to expect from Oscar. That's just my take, but you have it. Max won.
Yes. All right, Max won.
Oscar, Lando, which one's 2?
I'll do Lando 2.
Mm-hmm.
Give me Oscar 3. And then Russell 4 and Charles.
You don't think think Charles Leclerc is gonna have a crazy ending to beat George?
No. No faith in Charles.
No faith in Charles.
Ferrari will mishap in that. You know that meme where it's like, Lord, if you let me flip that car over with that. I see. That's
Lord,
me
if you
with.
Let me flip that.
That's me with these McLaren cars. I'm like, flip that car with no injuries and nothing bad happening. But that is my belief. Just flip that car for one time. One DMF. One DNF.
One DNF will.
And it shakes everything.
That will put Max Verstappen clearly in
like,
the lead.
Like, a DNF would, like, change the trajectory of this. It'll be in, like, those YouTube videos in, like, 20 years from now.
Yeah.
Top 10 photos.
Top 10 biggest bottles in F1 history.
Yes.
Oscar Piastri's 2025 bottle.
And it will be fun to watch.
It will be fun to watch. to see Oscar Piastri lose. That's just my opinion. Let's go Super Bowl prediction. There was a lot of things that happened sports-wise this week, and you could see all, five major sports?
All of them. F1, football, NFL, hockey.
Everything football, soccer.
Everything you could want American to indulge in.
Folks who might be listening. Mm-hmm. You could watch everything and anything. But what we're going to be talking about is we're going to be talking about Super Bowl predictions. Yeah. Football, America's pastime, America's actual pastime, football. What do we think? Let's see the playoff picture.
Mm-hmm. Right now, Green Bay gets the bye. Mm-hmm. I don't see anyone really challenging them for that. You know, Eagles. You would have to have a collapse by Green Bay, but Jordan Love just keeps putting up those performances again and again and again. Like last night, you would have thought he would have lost to Unk and Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers, but he came back, iced that game out, and he blew them out in the second half. Mm-hmm. You have the Colts. You know what the Colts remind me of? The 2020 Steelers and how they're winning these games. They're almost undefeated. They lost one game.
Yes.
That reminds me of the Steelers in 2020. They went 11-1 or something like that, and they were out in the first round, and everybody knew that was going to happen. Everybody knew they were not a threat to be met with in the playoffs. So, I don't know. They have a good coach, offensive coach. Daniel Jones and his his offensive player candidate, Jonathan Taylor, have really put up some dominance. We'll see what happens there. But they would have a matchup with either the Buffalo Bills or the Pittsburgh Steelers if things continue how they are.
And that is not pretty.
No. With the Bills being the second favorite to win the Super Bowl, I don't know.
How about them Buffaloes? I feel like the Buffaloes is going to come back. Key into this is, I don't know how recent this bracket is that you have up.
Very good.
But we do not see one evil devil worshipping Kansas City Chiefs there. The devil worshipping Chiefs aren't there. That means maybe Buffalo will win it all.
Oh, yeah.
You never know. They could be going to the Super Bowl because this looks very, very weak. Mm. Especially, looks like Buffalo has a cakewalk because their first matchup is a 5-4 matchup at the time of recording against Steelers. And I just don't see Buffalo losing.
Yeah.
I don't see Buffalo losing to Indiana. And I do not see Buffalo losing to a potential game between Jacksonville, or the only close one that I'm scared for is an interdivision matchup versus the Pats.
The Pats? Wait, really?
Yes.
I think Denver is more of a force to be reckoned with.
I'm scared of Drake May.
Drake May. You're not scared of possible MVP Bo Nix.
Bo Nix would eat ass.
Bo Nix with...
Bo Nix sucks.
Bo Nix
is more like Bo Picks.
Bo Nix has...
Bo
Nix transformed...
It is Bover.
Bo Nix transformed this poor, weak Broncos team who looked down in the field with Russell Wilson, all these washed up quarterbacks, to a 6-2 record, who have come back time and time again through adversity. Their real challenge, is that they face the Chiefs twice in these next couple of weeks, and that is when we will see if they really are someone to be reckoned with.
If they're Himothy.
It'll be interesting.
People had this Broncos team winning their division and making it to having a deep playoff run because of Bo Nix's step up. But Bo Nix really hasn't stepped up as much as people thought he would be. I just don't think that there's really a competition in that sort of division or conference to really battle with can you pull it up? To really, really battle with the Buffalo Bills.
Buffalo Bills.
Hmm. Yeah. That's my guess. I think... I'll do a simulation bracket, okay? 5-4, I have Buffalo Bills winning. They're going to face the Indianapolis Colts, okay? I have Bo Nix beating the Chargers. And I have the Pats beating the Jaguars, okay? So now I have, now here's my big upset. Give me Seattle to win over Detroit.
Hell no.
Give me Seattle to win over Detroit to face Green Bay Packers. Give me Tampa Bay to dominate the Rams. And give me another upset.
That's a Super Bowl matchup.
Give me that is not a Super Bowl matchup. They could never play each other in Super Bowl.
Yeah, but it just feels like I've seen that.
Yeah, it does feel like a Super Bowl matchup. The San Francisco 49ers versus the Philly Eagles. That will be an amazing game if it does ever happen. But give me the 49ers to win there. I think my brother CMC, Christian McCaffrey, the greatest white man to ever touch Earth, is back. He's strong. He's amazing. And I think he will get pad by them. So
didn't he finish with only 29 receptions last week, bro? Right.
Who? CMC?
Yes.
He's not a QB. I don't mean interceptions.
Receptions.
Well, we had one bad week. He also has had like a bazillion good weeks. Yes. Look. How much good weeks he's had? One bad week.
Takes. No one's perfect.
No one's perfect, especially not CMC. We're lucky he's not injured yet. So... Yeah.
Don't blight the brother.
No, I'm not saying. Okay, but here, then give me the Buffalo Bills to beat the Colts. Give me the Broncos to beat the Pats, and give me the Broncos versus the Bills. Bills go to Super Bowl. Give me Seattle beating Green Bay. Seattle goes to Super Bowl. Seattle beating Green Bay. They're going to the conference finals, whatever you call it. Yeah. Give me Tampa Bay to lose to the 49ers. And give me the 49ers versus the Seattle. Seattle wins. Seattle versus Buffalo. Super Bowl. It's going to be a heartbreak for the Buffalo Bills. Seattle wins.
Are we forgetting what happened last year? With Mr. Sam Darnold in the playoffs. He played a magnificent regular season. Spectacular. And it absolutely stunk the bed horribly. So gosh, Dan Bard.
The past.
It was one of the worst.
The past is the past.
The past is the past.
And I do not think. I'm not picking them because of Sam Darnold. I'm picking them because Jackson Smith Najibo, or whatever you call his name.
One.
The GOAT. Wide receiver one, Jackson Smith Najibo, whatever you call him, he's the greatest light skin ever.
So what if they quadruple team him?
Well, then they lose in the first round.
Oh, you're banking a
then
lot.
Then they lose against Detroit. My opinion is Jackson Smith becoming the greatest player ever, which he is on track to win offensive player.
Does his brother have any playoff performance, bro?
I don't care about his playoff performance.
Don't care.
I don't care, bro. I don't care. I do not care. Here is my alternate bracket for the NFC, okay? If Jackson is not as good, give me still the Seattle to win, but to lose to Green Bay in the next round. And then Green Bay versus Tampa Bay in the finals. Or the NFC Finals for then Green Bay to win and go to the Super Bowl. Okay. And then first, the Bills, where the Bills are going to win.
Ooh. You know, I saw something very interesting, and this is going to decide who's my going to win.
Yes.
It was that every great Super Bowl winning quarterback on the Green Bay Packers has won a Super Bowl when they were 27.
I've seen this.
And guess how old is Mr. Jordan Love?
He's 27.
27 club.
Hey.
So, and when you look at his bracket, when you look at teams, the way he's playing, hey, it's not out of reach. It's not out of play to say.
It was promised to them 3,000 years ago.
Okay.
The Super Bowl has been promised to the Green Bay Packers 3,000 years ago.
You are an interesting fella to make such a prediction like that, and I think the Packers might surprise people.
The Packers are an interesting pick. I do think that is a very interesting trend. The past four quarterbacks winning at 27.
Literally since the start of their inception.
That's insane. that is insane. Six in a row is nuts. Maybe it could be seven now. Seven.
Oh, it's running the prophecy.
Six, seven. Sorry, guys. Forgive us.
And that's all we have for today, folks.
That's all we got.
Tune in next week,
guys. Thank you so much for joining us. This is Muhammad.
And this is Ethan Clark.
Ethan Clark. So now I have to say my full name. Muhammad Ali and Ethan Clark. We are live from Spirit Live. See you guys next Sunday.
Where? Max Verstappen might take the lead.